Next Tuesday, President Bush will spell out the details of his $300 billion plan to stimulate the sluggish economy. The heart of the plan is a cut in dividend taxes. The White House hopes to deflect criticism aimed at earlier tax cuts that they primarily benefit the wealthy. Joining us now to talk about the stimulus package is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, the president will unveil his plans in a speech to the Economic Club of Chicago next week. What details do you know about it?
Well, some of the details are still being worked out, but as you say, the biggest piece of this plan is a cut in the tax that investors pay on stock dividends. Some people have long complained that dividends are, in effect, taxed twice, once when the corporations pay taxes on their profits, and then again when shareholders are taxed when those profits are paid out in the form of dividends. Capital gains, on the other hand, are only taxed once and typically at a lower tax rate. Now, as a result, some companies have emphasized stock price appreciation at the expense of dividends, and that may have contributed to some of the suspect bookkeeping that we saw during the late 1990s. So a tax break that would encourage dividends might help to address that. What's more, the White House can sort of dress this up as tax relief for investors who've been hard hit by declines in the stock market, especially the widows and orphans of investors who are most likely to rely on dividends. The bad thing for the Bush administration, though, is that a majority of dividends go to taxpayers making more than $100,000 a year, and that's sure to prompt criticism from some congressional Democrats.
Well, House Democrats plan to issue their own stimulus plan on Monday. That's the day before the president's. What's known about that?
Well, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said today that any stimulus package must have an immediate and strong impact on the economy. Some Democrats have been calling for a break in the payroll taxes that workers pay to Social Security. That would have a much bigger impact on low-income taxpayers. And that has both a populist appeal, and there's also an economic argument to be made that putting money in the hands of poor people does more to boost the economy, because they're more likely to spend that money right away than, say, a wealthy person getting a break on a dividend tax who might just leave that extra money in the bank. Now, yesterday, the president dismissed all the debate over who's going to get the tax breaks. He calls that class warfare. But the reality is Mr. Bush is going to need to win some Democratic votes to get any stimulus package through the closely divided Senate.
Well, is there anything in the president's plan that might appeal to Democrats?
Well, he's almost certain to call for an extension of unemployment benefits. As you know, hundreds of thousands of unemployed workers had their benefits run out on them last weekend. He may also propose an increase in some of the tax credits that parents get, as well as some acceleration of income tax breaks that were scheduled to take effect later in the decade.
And briefly, Scott, would any of this really help the economy?
Well, it would certainly help to shore up consumer spending, which has been pretty strong already. But the piece that's really been missing from our economy has been business spending. So the president's plan is also likely to include some tax incentives for businesses that invest in new plants and equipment. That tends to have bipartisan support. And then the president may also call for some help to the states, which, of course, have been hard hit by their own budget deficits. But we're not sure about that just yet.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott.
My pleasure, Lynn.
NPR's Scott Horsley.